You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm cognitive engineer and ADHD coach Jeff Copper, coming to you from Tampa, Florida. I'm the host of Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station. I'm the owner of Dig Coaching Practice and the innovator of cognitive ergonomics from the inside out, which is a new field of engineering and a new ADHD intervention. I'm excited ADDA invited me to speak with you today, as I want to reveal what I believe are ADHD accommodations that have been around for thousands of years, yet hidden in plain sight. Understand it's human nature to judge the world through the lens of their own cognitive experience. Those that are neurotypical don't know what it's like to have ADHD, and so there's a level of cognitive bias based off ADHD, based off their experience. There's also tangibility bias. There's a tendency to pay attention to tangible phenomena and dismiss things that are abstract. Dr. Russell Barkley, 15 years ago, was taking a look at ADHD and believed that it was an impairment of executive functions. Yet, at the time, if you took a test that would judge it, it wouldn't show up as an impairment. He went on to argue that ADHD must be an executive functioning impairment, but there were no actually precise definitions of executive functions 15 years ago. So he set out to define a model and did. There are many people with different models of executive functions, but I prefer his for many reasons, specifically how specific they are. He defines executive function as a collection of mind tools that you use to solve problems over time. Think of it like this. I have some tools in my garage. I use them to build stuff. Well, I have some tools in my mind that I use to solve problems. Note that daydreaming, walking, and eating, we don't use executive functions for them. Think of it like this. People with ADHD, they know what to do. They have a hard time executing what they know to do. In other words, solve problems. So I took his model and I developed some experiences that I could put people in to bring tangibility to what he defined, hence attention scope. Note the play on microscope or telescope. It's a lens that you use to bring tangibility that which is intangible. By using his definitions and attention scope, I've developed this field in order to take a look at things more objectively. And what is produced is a truth that I believe is built on existing truths and reveals something that's amazing. So let's walk through it. If ADHD is an executive function impairment, which Dr. Barkley defines, and executive functions are a collection of mind tools that we use in goal-directed behavior over time to solve problems. We've kind of already covered that. Problems that require executive functions are typically multifaceted and ambiguous, involving multiple variables and uncertain outcomes. I would submit to you, if you take a look at your procrastination list, probably 80% or more of the things that you're putting off at some level because there's some level of ambiguity to it. Witness planning is multifaceted and ambiguous, as is organizing, managing time, and making decisions, right? These are typical things that people have problems with ADHD. They're multifaceted and ambiguous, so it's really showing up in spades there. So given that ADHD is an executive functioning impairment or problem-solving impairment, it explains why those with ADHD have difficulty with all those things. So really, we're just going to the conclusion that the way Dr. Barkley defines it, this really all makes the sense. But here's where we make a really interesting twist. The leading views of cognitive science is that language evolved as a tool to coordinate social behavior and to solve shared problems. Again, the leading view in cognitive science, language evolved to solve shared problems. I'm hungry. I can't kill that animal by myself. I need you to help me. I need to be able to communicate with you so we can solve that particular problem. Direct communication and collaboration are the most fundamental mechanisms by which humans solve complex problems. It requires a shared understanding we're working together. That makes a little bit of sense. So given that ADHD is an executive functioning impairment, direct communications and collaboration can serve as an effective accommodation to support problem-solving challenges. When you're in school and you have difficulty, what do? You go to the teacher, you go to a tutor, you go to special ed, you have direct communications with them. When you're struggling at work, you go to a boss, you go to a peer, you go to somebody else in the organization to have a direct conversation to help you understand it. Outside of that, you go to a therapist, you go to an ADHD coach to have a direct conversation to solve problems. In the world, you go to customer service. It's all over the place. When you think about it, direct communications is the most fundamental means to solve problems. So given that ADHD is an executive function impairment, direct communications and problem solving is an effective accommodation. It's not a nicety or courtesy, but it should be required. Now, here's the thing. Problem solving in direct communications has been around for thousands of years since language is invented. Neurotypicals use it. People with ADHD use it. We all use it. But here's the thing. It makes sense that people with ADHD would need it more because of the impairment. Think about it like this. If my eyesight's impaired and I go to the optometrist, they might give me some glasses that might correct my vision just a little bit, hardly necessary. But as my vision becomes more impaired, I need more of an accommodation for that impaired eyesight. Same would hold true here. The more challenging the impairment, the more need for direct communications. Hence, if you have ADHD and you have to plan something or clean something up or kind of do something, when you're in collaboration with others, I think that you'd be surprised if you take a look at it, you tend to do better, actually working your way through that. So what I'm here today is to reveal, if we really pay attention to this, direct conversation is the most fundamental accommodation for people with ADHD as an accommodation to that impairment. Understand that you can have a disability or a condition, but if you get the right accommodations, it could be mitigated or eliminated by that accommodation. I surmise that many of you are having an emotional reaction like, I can't need help all the time. Well, at the end of the day, we all need help all the time. We're doing it kind of constantly. Often people with ADHD, they push away from this and want to go do it on their own, which exacerbates the impairment. But I'm trying to use logic today. And if you can observe yourself among others, you'll actually recognize that this is a huge help. So if you have ADHD, the more you actually embrace it as an impairment and seek these accommodations, the better. I'm also doing this talk to reveal this to the world, to help me get the word out so that these types of accommodations become legitimized. Remember, there's cognitive bias and tangibility bias amongst the neurotypicals. If you follow this logic and make the observations, you can see that this really makes a lot of sense and can change your life. I'm glad you joined me for this brief talk. I'm Jeff Copper, cognitive engineer and ADHD coach. For more information about my work with adults with ADHD, go to www.digcoaching.com.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADDA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADDA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.